This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Cool.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
What's going down?
It is down, Uncle Down.
Downtown.
I messed with my sleeping patterns by binging too much movies over the weekend, and now I can't rhyme or do puns. But actually, I was already like that. How are you going, Sam?
I'm good. A bit tired myself, actually.
Yeah, did you go to the concert?
I did. I went to Friday Jams.
How was that? Did you get on down?
I got on down like it was 2004.
Like Uncle Town?
Damn right. And actually, I wrote a review, so that'll be coming out later today.
Ooh,
if you're interested in my thoughts.
Is it? What site is that on?
Radio 13, yes.
Yes, all right.
So stay tuned for that. But for now, we're going to be looking at an album by Marianne Faithfull. It's called Broken English. It's turning 40 years old. It was released in 1979. Marianne Faithfull, of course, British singer-songwriter, former wife of Mick Jagger. And yeah, it's an interesting story actually behind this album. So just a bit of background firstly. She was born in London in 1946, and she began her singing career initially as a folk singer in coffee houses in 1964. She was just 18. She was very young. But she quickly became involved in the London social and music scenes. And this led to her getting a record contract and releasing her debut single, which was called As Tears Go By, which, of course, was then recorded by the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
And they had quite a bit of a hit with that song, as did she. And this basically catapulted her into the spotlight as a singer, and she'd release 5 albums over the next 3 years.
Yes.
2 of which were top 20 hits. She also became friends with the Rolling Stones and romantically involved with Mick Jagger.
With his pillowy lips.
And exactly. She was with him from 1966 to 1970, and it was a very public relationship. However, after that relationship ended, things went downhill for her and her personal life. Her career suffered a bit. She stopped releasing music, and she suffered from anorexia and drug abuse. And she also lost custody of her son as well. So
no.
It was kind of doom and gloom and depressing, yes. And many thought her career was kind of over by the late 70s. So it was quite a surprise to everybody when she came out with an album, this album. And she put out one album in 12 years previously to that, but it kind of disappeared off the map musically. But she decided to give music another go, and she submitted some demos to Island Records. They then signed her, and she went back into the studio to record this album, Broken English. And musically, it's quite unlike anything she's done in her previous period as a singer. This wasn't folk music in any way. And in fact, it's a mixture of new wave, dance music, pop, punk, rock.
Beautiful.
It's quite suited to the times of the late 70s. And her singing voice had actually changed quite a bit as well. She's singing in a much deeper register here because she was a heavy smoker for years, and the music very much kind of changed because of that. Her voice kind of got very deep. And also she was experimenting. She was using a lot more synths as well, which was giving this music a new wavy type feel. So yeah, it was quite an ambitious project for someone, I guess, who was trying to resurrect their career. It was a bit of a risk, but the songs were quite good. So we're going to start with the opening track and the second single, which is called Broken English.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately you get a feel here for the change of direction she's making. There are lots of synths. It has a new wave feel. You get to hear her lower register when she sings. And yeah, it's quite a big comeback song for her.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What are you fighting for, Sam?
A lot of things.
Well, that was some deep sigh. That was actually quite a deep sigh.
So that was Broken English. Yeah, yes. Title track.
Yes, it was.
The next track we're going to play is quite different from that track. It's a cover, actually, of a Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show track.
Right.
It's called The Ballad of Lucy Jordan. And this one kind of harks back to her kind of original folk singing days. It's got that folky ballady type scenario
days.
To it. But it also became one of her biggest hits and one of her signature songs as well.
I love the synth.
Shady street, screaming out the touch gently on the eyes of Lucy Jordan on the rooftop where she climbed when all the laughter grew too loud. Then she bowed and curtsied to the man who reached and offered her his hand, and he led her down to the long white car that waited past the
say that that song has a happy ending, but I don't think it does.
No, I don't think so.
It's an unraveling, isn't it?
It is an unraveling.
Yeah. that line about realizing, you know, at the age of 37, realizing that she's never going to be in a sports car with the warm wind in her hair.
No.
It's such a simple pleasure, and also she'd be like way closer to Paris than you and I
sure,
would
yeah.
have been living in Britain.
Very much so.
Pre-Brexit and whatnot.
Yeah.
We're going to cut to a break, and then we'll have the conclusion to Marianne Faithfull's
Broken English
from 1979 with Sam Smith, Anniversary Albums.
Sure.
95 BFM presents Pluto, live at the Hollywood Avondale, November 23rd, with support from Heart the Unclear. Triumphant return of Auckland indie pop titans Pluto, playing music from their long-awaited fourth studio album, 4, as well as all those favourites you know and love. Pluto, 4, album release party, with support from Half the Unclear, Saturday, November 23rd at the Hollywood Avondale. Get your tickets now from Banished Music.
Greyland Park Festival is your community event of the year, and for 2019, it's better than ever. Arts and crafts, farmers market stalls, circus performers, fun, games, and of course, music. Featuring Poetic, Lion Rares, and so much more on 2
Base FM.
Curated stages. Greyland Park Festival, celebrating Tamaki Makaurau's wonderful cultural and artistic diversity. November 23rd at scenic Greyland Park.
Single origin Colombia Quindio, Milagro Supremo wash filter, por favor. Bottomless.
Namaste, friend. One nitro brew. That's vegan, yes?
Excuse me. Hey, mummy's busy. Mummy's, do you want to wait in the car?
Triple shot flat white, please. Or stronger? Extra hot.
Busy today, eh? I'll have half-strength soy vanilla latte. Cheer.
Oh, coming right up. Yep.
There's something for every taste at the Ultra Albany Cafe. And 10% off with your B-card. Ace. Ultra Albany Cafe. 23 Douglas Alexander Parade. Just off Rosedale Road. Albany.
Say no to November. Say power to PowerNetVember.
Kick off your summer with a heavily bespoke cyber party and cassette release show for PowerNap's 2019 opus, Shaped Canvas.
Featuring Eyeliner, Go Nuclear, Sataxi, and very special DJs Mealy Worm and Stevie K.
PowerNap, cassette release show, November 30th at Whammy Backroom. Get your tickets now from Under the Radar.
How many times must I? How many times?
Okay, so I go back and watch the original Star Wars in theatres. Han shot first.
Oh, yeah.
Playboy Mansion 1968, baby.
Well, what would you do if you could go back in time?
Warn people about the imminent climate catastrophe.
Right.
There's still time to learn to live better. Find out how on Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Mondays after 6 on 95 BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry. Thanks to Craft Homes, Homestar approved practitioners. Go to crafthomes.co.nz.
Were you dancing to the ads? That music was actually quite good.
It was quite 80s, 80s ads, jingles.
For those of you who have just tuned in, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and we're currently concluding anniversary hours with Sam Smith.
Broken English, Marian Faithful.
Yes.
Marianne or Marian, as some people say.
Would you like to say Marian?
Marian.
Or Marianne?
I'm going to say Marian, I think.
Yeah.
Just sounds more posh.
Marian.
Marian.
But she wasn't posh.
No, she wasn't.
She was hot, but she wasn't posh.
True.
That was her vibe.
It was. So let's just talk about the reception and the legacy of this record. It had mixed results on its release. Commercially, it didn't do as well as she was hoping. Only reached number 57 in the UK, although it did become her first charting album in the United States and sold over 1 million copies worldwide. Critically, it did much better. Critics were very impressed, and it earned her a Grammy nomination, actually, her first, for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance.
Right.
So I guess the decision to experiment and completely change her sound was a 50-50 decision when it came to how the record was received. But she didn't care. She actually called this album her masterpiece.
Yeah.
And it's certainly her, I guess, most well-known and most appreciated album.
Good on her for standing by it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, damn right.
Yeah.
It's since, yeah, like I was saying, gone on to be considered her best album, bit of a cult album from the period, cult classic. Enemy even voted it in their list of the top 500 albums of all time. And it definitely kick-started her career as well as a singer, a career she's continued on ever since. She's released 14 more albums since then, the last of which came out last year. I think it's fair to say that after where she ended up in the 70s, after her separation from Mick, she really had a second coming as a singer-songwriter, post-Broken English, yes.
Brilliant.
So on that note, we're going to finish with the closing track of the album. It's called Why'd You Do It. It has quite an up-tempo rock feel to it. There's a slight reggae beat. And apologies in advance for the slightly raunchy lyrics in this track.
Oh, like explicit, like parental.
Quite raunchy. You might want to...
Supervision.
Yes. PG rated.
PG rated. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in, Sam.
My pleasure.
And talking to us about Marian.
Marian.
Marian. And yes, everyone, rejoice. Here we go.
Here we go.
Are we out of love now? Is this just a bad patch? Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.